Tramping Lake. It would have been 8 years in 2023 had it not been for some pandemic-prescribed activity stoppages. However, the Tralapa Summer Festival will be back June 23 to 25. Started in 2016, the festival grew each year and has seen changes that have evolved from what worked and what didn't work in the past. Their website describes Tralapa Sports and Music Festival as a multi-genre festival raising funds for communities and causes across Saskatchewan, offering a combination of sports and music bringing people together for summer fun. One stage this year. Country Music Friday, Rock and Roll Saturday, DJs to finish off the last set of each night. Park Ranger Ryan Neumeyer says, the event will also include slow pitch, beach volleyball, cornhole and a mini golf tourney. Festival goers can also reserve to camp on site and there are food trucks available. After last year's disappointment with the turnout and overall event, the Rangers talked of going back to the basics. It means only one stage, focusing on music that aligns with the interests of the surrounding communities, with the aim to raise money for local communities and causes, Neumeyer says. Tralapa has raised just under $5,000 for varying community charities through their Applause for a Cause initiative. The Park Rangers organizing committee were impressed to learn Braden King, who performed at Tralapa the last 2 years, made the top 55 of American Idol. He is an amazing artist and even better greater human being. Neumeyer said their goal is to promote local musicians and puts a call out to any groups or performers interested in performing Saturday afternoon to contact them at tralapafestival@gmail.com. 11 Rangers are involved in arranging and hosting the weekend's events. The event is funded through ticket sales and sponsorships, with surplus dollars going towards renovating Tramping Lake Park. The weekend includes around 30 volunteers who help the Rangers staff the gate, work the bars, provide security and serve as production crew. 2023 will be a special year as the committee plans to honor Keith and Doreen Charteris. Doreen passed late last year and Keith earlier this year, Neumeyer says. They were fundamental contributors in the history of Tramping Lake Park. In 2003, when the park closed down, they purchased the park with the pastureland. In 2016, when their grandchildren asked if they could fix the park back up through funds raised by a music festival, they were very supportive, says Neumeyer. Tralapa Music and Sports Festival, tralapafestival.com.